December 17, 2010, in Tunisia. A street vendor, Mohamed Bouaziz, sets himself on fire in a protest against government policies and dies, becoming the catalyst for a Tunisian revolution and the Arab Spring. Within months, demonstrations arise in Egypt, Yemen, Bahrain, and Syria. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is ousted. And by year's end, Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi is dead. The U.S. and NATO provided air support to protect civilians against government forces in Libya. But the Arab Spring proved hard to predict. Leaders both friendly and unfriendly to the United States fell, and it wasn't until May that Mr. Obama firmly put the U.S. on the side of Arab reform.
We support political and economic reform in the Middle East and North Africa that can meet the legitimate aspirations of ordinary people throughout the region. Our support for these principles is not a secondary interest.
U.S. eventual support for the Arab Spring prompted criticism that the administration had not been as supportive of Iranian protesters in 2009. But U.S. presidents often face difficult decisions where revolutions are concerned, says Walter Russell Mead, professor of foreign affairs and humanities at Bard College.
I think the idea that an American president of any party can sort of figure out from day one the deep master plan for dealing with revolutionary transformations in half a dozen strategically important countries. Now, when you put it that way, you realize he can't.
Mr. Obama based U.S. policy on core principles, opposing violence, universal rights, and the right of people to choose their own leaders. Were his calculations correct? Yes, says Kurt Wertmuller, a researcher at the Hudson Institute Center for Religious Freedom.
I think we do have to address that. So there's been a relationship, there's been inspiration one place to another, but every part of the Arab world is unique.
Samuel Tadros of the Hudson Institute says that while Mr. Obama was correct to not take a single blanket approach, rapidly moving events at times drove administration policies.
The administration's answer to the Arab Spring very much reflected this interest in not being sidelined by the events of history, of jumping into the wagon of what was obviously taking place. And thus, in many cases, this an initial cautiousness that should have been there was removed, and people acted. The street was driving the reaction more than a coherent policy in that regard.
Tadros and other regional experts caution that events in the Middle East are part of a long-term transformation, with risks including the potential rise of Islamism in Egypt and potential civil war in Syria. They say the process will take decades to play out and will remain a challenge for U.S. presidents. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.